Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Missouri patients diagnosed with a terminal disease could receive a prescription for medication to end their lives. Show Me Today's Alisa Nelson talks to St. Louis area representative Ian Mackey, who says his bill aims to help patients die with dignity.
This is an issue that has in the past typically been referred to as assisted suicide. The language around this issue has really changed over the years, partly due to the negative connotation that folks associate, rightly or wrongly, with suicide and the act of suicide. This bill is known as Death with Dignity, and I filed it because of really not even a friend, but somebody that was a member of our community, well-respected, well-known, named Marilyn Teitelbaum. And Marilyn was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, a really progressive, incurable disease that causes a lot of pain, particularly toward the end of the disease. And Marilyn was certain to die of ALS. Marilyn chose to go to Colorado, which was a state that has legislation similar to this, in the last few months of her life. And rather than have her breath slowly drained out of her by ALS, chose to be with her family, celebrate the remaining moments of her life, and then have a doctor assist her in dying. I don't think Marilyn or her family or anyone would say that she committed suicide. Marilyn died from ALS. Marilyn's cause of death was not suicide, it was ALS. So that's the reason for sort of the changing of the language around it, and that's why I filed the bill.
Very much noted. Talk about, like, if you could, just overall, what the bill will do, how it would work for someone who wanted to do this process.
Sure. So, a patient, for instance, with ALS, would be in consultation with doctors, with mental health professionals, with a team of healthcare providers who, per the legislation, would determine the extent of the illness and its terminal nature, how soon the patient might be expected to die from this illness, and if that finding is that the life is expected to not last longer than 6 months, and this patient is facing a terminal illness and will die within the next 6 months, and rather than go through the excruciating pain of that process, would rather have assistance in dying, this legislation would give them the opportunity to do so.
Terminal illness within 6 months, that's really the kind of the allowable guidelines then?
That's correct. That's the only thing that's allowed. There's no other reasons that would be allowed under the legislation other than that.
Let's say it's a patient who has ALS, for instance. Would it have to be a certain doctor, a certain type of doctor that would be allowed to have a role in this? Or, as I was saying before, could it be just like a doctor of philosophy? Can you break that down?
Right. So even more specific than that, the legislation requires that it's a doctor with knowledge of the illness that's being treated. If you, or for instance, are a patient with ALS, you need to see a doctor who knows about ALS and knows your story with ALS, and knows, is able to look at the disease, its effects on you, and make a prognosis for your time left. You wouldn't be going to an OBGYN, you wouldn't be going to a dentist, you would be going to somebody who knows ALS or who knows the specific disease, the specific cancer, the specific terminal illness you're dealing with. So that would be the doctor who would be deciding. And there's no requirement that you know, the doctor you're consulting with agree with you and assist in this process. But, you know, it's for folks who do want to, as they do in several other states, finding doctors who want to prescribe this service need to be skilled in the area that they're working in.
That is State Representative Ian Mackey speaking with Show Me Today's Elisa Nelson.